iTunes.
Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, the city of San Francisco fights off a growing black market among trash pickers. And two sides of the film industry. First, a preview of upcoming films that are well-written and well-made, but won't likely be blockbusters. Then, straight out of Hollywood, voiceover artist Tom Kane. May not know his name, but you definitely know his sound. We'll talk to the man behind the curtain. But we began with student loan debt as a campaign issue. President Obama this week visited college students in Colorado, North Carolina, and Iowa and made urgent appeals to keep interest rates low for current and future college students. Tomorrow, the House will vote on legislation that could keep the interest rate on government-subsidized undergraduate student loans from doubling in July. Last year, student loan debt surpassed credit card debt and auto loans for the first time, with about two-thirds of that debt held by individuals under the age of 30. Josh Rogers is NHPR's political reporter and has been following this week's politicking over student loan debt. Josh, great to have you back.
It's great to be here, Virginia.
After sweeping five primaries on Tuesday, Mitt Romney held an event in Manchester, making plain what everyone has pretty much known for some time, that he will almost certainly be the Republican candidate for president. So why did he do this in New Hampshire?
Well, I think he did in New Hampshire for several reasons. It's where he started his officially launched his campaign. He obviously lives here. It's a state in which lives here part time. It's a state in which he did very well in the primary, one of his more convincing performances. It's a swing state. He's got a strong apparatus here. New Hampshire does have four votes. It's four electoral votes. And that was enough to make the difference in, you know, Bush versus Gore, and this election could be close also.
The Obama 2012 campaign officially launches next week, but he's been pretty much acting like a candidate, touring swing states all week long in some ways that sound tailor-made for New Hampshire, focusing on education and student debt.
Well, I mean, it is interesting. New Hampshire does have the highest rate of student debt in the country. Graduates here last year, on average, carried $31,000 in debt, and that's a lot of money, needless to say.
Why so high in New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, part of it is colleges, by and large, are expensive around here. In-state tuition at the University of New Hampshire and the community college tuition is high, among the higher in the nation. There's not a great deal of state money that goes directly to subsidized education here. And the state budget that's now, in effect, chopped funding to higher education by about 40%. So it is a message that could potentially resonate here.
You talked to some people who are paying off big debts for college and graduate school. Let's hear from some of them.
What I will have to pay back is somewhere around 25% of what I make a month will have to go towards student loans, and I will continue to live at home in all likelihood in order to make that happen. And I worked out that, I mean, paying it off at the base rate that they ask for is going to take me 18 years to pay it back. At $600 a month.
I think my major grievance with college is that it's so damn expensive. I can't afford it. I mean, I'm done after this semester. I need to go earn money before I can come back. And I don't know if college is worth it the way it is. I think financial assistance is the only way you can expect to get through it.
Rachel Knapp there first. She currently is in debt for two degrees, and then Jonathan Kirsch, currently a student at UNH. So why is Obama going for this population?
Well, I mean, for several reasons. I mean, one is just to shore up a key constituency that helped him win last time. They were crucial supporting him over John McCain, you know, by close to 3-1 in a lot of states. But a poll earlier this week done by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News shows that interest in the election among the 18 to 34-year-old demographic has dropped 18% from 4 years ago, which was the largest drop in any cohort, and that's the group that that the president will need and is relying on to pick him over Mitt Romney. So the politics are pretty clear.
In fact, he made a big play for the youth vote on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon earlier this week. Here he is, slow jamming.
Now is not the time to make school more expensive for our young people.
Oh, yeah. You should listen to the president, or as I like to call him, the president.
Caprizi of the United Steezy.
Now, there's some economists who disagree. They say keeping the interest rate low isn't the way to help our students. They say we should be doing everything we can to pay down the national debt. Well, so long as it doesn't include taxing billionaires.
Well, really playing to his public there. But Mitt Romney also says he supports keeping these interest rates low for students. So is Obama really going to win votes on this issue?
Well, I mean, I think the logic, the thinking on the Obama campaign, and you know, we should mention that this week in New Hampshire, they're phone banking this issue over 30 separate events, culminating in what they're calling a day of action on campuses where there's going to be, you know, student outreach. You know, they think any college student that they can get to the polls is more likely to vote for them. It also, you know, they're also working in a context in which they're trying to, you know, cast Mitt Romney more broadly as sort of out of touch with the concerns of average Americans. And last month, the focus from the Obama folks was on, you know, women's issue, abortion, contraception, mobilizing that part of, you know, another group that's been likely to favor Obama more than Romney is female voters. That group was trying to get them up and running. And this month, it's students. So it's a broader context. I mean, the absolute numbers, one thing that's interesting is you talk to a lot of people and they assume that the turnout among young people was vastly higher 4 years ago than it, say, it might have been in, you know, 2004. You know, it was only 1.5% more young voters cast ballots in, you know, Obama versus McCain than in Bush versus Gore, or in Bush versus Kerry, rather. So, you know, it's the swing within that population, and you know, Obama's relying on, you know, racking up a big edge among that cohort. So there'll be more of this.
Well, so it's a demographic by demographic strategy, it sounds like. Who are you guessing next? The young women?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, he's already gone after, you know, women and young people. I mean, certainly young women are sort of, in some sense, the ideal voter for Obama. You know, it's going to be sort of bread and butter issues. I mean, the Obama campaign has been up and running for a while, and they're sort of ticking down the list, and they're just trying to create an atmosphere where come November, you know, all this will come together. Romney's going to be running on the economy. The economy is going to have a big role. And so, you know, there are going to be a lot of twists and turns between now and Election Day, Virginia.
That's the slow jam approach. Josh, thanks so much for joining
exactly.
us. Josh Rogers, NHPR's political reporter. Now, we do have a link to the study showing how New Hampshire students stack up in student loan debt. New Hampshire is, again, number one. Coming up, a preview of Movies for Grown-Ups with Garen Daly. That's when Word of Mouth continues on NHPR.